So this is such an important point. I want to make this verbally and not just in writing. Is that history, over history of blogging, there have been lots and lots of blogging tools that were off to a good start and had vocal users that really loved them and supported it and sung their praises. And that's all good. And in fact, I started a few of them myself. And the problem is that very few of them are still around, and even worse, very few of the posts that people wrote with them are still around. And so it depends on what your goal is. If your goal is to have your team win, then saying, oh, well, Ghost is everything, or microblog is everything, or somehow I can rationalize how my favorite tool fits into the thing that you've specified, even when it just clearly doesn't. It says what you want to do is you want to argue. You don't want to try to solve the problem. You don't want to even understand the problem. So, I don't know. Maybe you should just like step aside because you're getting in the way. The goal is, big picture, is to create something that has a future, that is independent of the venture capital business model of a company, because that's how we've lost most of these blogging communities, is by tethering them to a very sort of poorly understood set of goals. Or weak companies. I mean, in my case, that's what happened. I had a very thinly financed company that was constantly on the edge of going away, and eventually it did. And even though we made efforts to make at least some of the blogs stick around, now we're losing them. And there isn't a whole lot that can be done about it. There aren't many people who are focused on that. And Medium is a particularly, it's a problem. The reason it's such a problem is that it has been relatively long-lived. It's been around since 2012, so that's 6 years. It's had $132 million invested in it. And even so, after 6 years, it doesn't know what it is. So they keep trying to find a business model, and they're not doing it. It's not happening. So that's fine. But people use it as a for-the-record blogging system. In other words, I have something, no, not I, other people have something that they want to put on the record, which means to me it's going to be around for a long time to come. They put it on Medium. It's become the default. Almost from its inception, it was the default place to put something on the record. But given the way it's financed and any lack of, a total lack of intention on the part of the founders for it to be an on the record place, I've never heard them say, this is our goal. We're trying to create something that has lasting value, that will continue to exist, even if the company fails, that the URLs of these documents will continue to work. I've never heard them say that. And if you've never heard them say it, it's fair to assume that it isn't something that they are going to invest in, that they are investing in. It's sort of like, oh, well, this is like our attempt to create a business because that's what it appears to be. Everything that they do seems to be oriented towards creating a business. So, if they succeed at creating a business and it lasts 100 years, great. But I would say at this point, the odds are pretty much against that happening. And so it should not be seen as a for the record, a place to post something that's for the record. It should not be seen as that. And then it raises the question is, well, if you wanted to create something that was for the record publishing, what would it look like? And so that's what I've tried to put out there, is the beginning of a sketch of an idea of how that might work. But as I've said, the most important thing isn't the technology. It isn't even the money that would be involved because it's not a lot of money. It's the users. If you put something like this out there and nobody uses it, you haven't achieved the goal because there'll be no reason to keep it around If it's got, if let's say 100 essays are posted every year, well, who's going to make a huge investment in keeping that around? That's not the, that's, on the other hand, excuse me, if a sizable community develops and they're actually using this, and from the inception, the point is to create a for the record publishing environment, then I think it has a better chance. It still doesn't have any kind of a guarantee. It's all a long shot. The thing that we, the hope we had, at least I did, and a number of other people had, for the web was that it would be a fantastic archiving medium. It has a lot going for it in that sense. But I'd have to say that it's on the verge of failing at that. And so when I write about this stuff, I'm not trying to diss your blogging environment. I'm also not open to being told that your blogging environment is the answer. We've had lots of blogging environments, and yours might be the best one ever made. But unless it somehow is trying to address the problem of, long-term publishing and for-the-record publishing, you're not even in the same game. You don't really understand what we're trying to do here. And I guess that's not, it's not your fault you don't understand, but you could take a moment to try to understand. And that's why I wanted to put this out as a little bit of audio. If you've made it this far and you still don't get it, then all right, maybe you should just do something else. I don't know. All right. Thanks much for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.